From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. New York fire and police officials confirm that at least one person has been killed following a mid-air collision over the Hudson River this afternoon. They spoke on condition of anonymity. FAA spokeswoman Arlene Salik says a small plane carrying three people collided with a tour helicopter that may have been carrying six people.
We received reports from Newark Tower that a departure out of Teterboro, a small aircraft, PA-32, was lost on radar over the area of the Hudson River.
No word yet on other possible casualties. Sonia Sotomayor was sworn in today as a Supreme Court justice, becoming the first Hispanic justice and only the third woman to reach the high bench. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Sonia Sotomayor was raised in a South Bronx housing project. Today she raised her hand in an ornate conference room at the Supreme Court, taking the oath of office from Chief Justice John Roberts. The new justice's brother stood behind her during the oath. Her mother held the Bible.
I, Sonia Sotomayor, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
Most Republicans voted against her, many citing a speech where she said she hoped a wise Latina woman would often reach a better conclusion than a white male. Sotomayor later apologized, calling that a rhetorical flourish that fell flat. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Iraq has stepped up into the inquiry, or rather stepped into the inquiry, over three American hikers who strayed over the border in northern Iraq into Iranian territory. The three have been charged with illegal entry into Iran, but Iranian television news reports describe the three as spies. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from the Iraqi capital.
A Baghdad meeting brought together the foreign ministers of Iran and Iraq to discuss borders, better ways to mark the official boundaries between the two neighbors. Iraq's foreign minister, Hoshyar Zebari, used the occasion to ask for information about three Americans who apparently wandered across that unmarked border. The announcement of an official Iraqi request for information appeared on a government website with no additional information. The fate of the three Americans is complicated by the fact that the U.S. and Iran does not have diplomatic relations. The Iraqis talk directly to the Americans and the Iranians, but that balance is a delicate one, and the ongoing power struggle in Tehran makes a quick resolution difficult. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Meanwhile, in Tehran today, a French woman and two Iranians with the French and British embassies have been charged with espionage linked to post-election protests in Iran. You're listening to NPR News. Mexico's ongoing drug war and fragile trilateral trade will be hot topics at the North American Free Trade Summit in Guadalajara, which starts Sunday. James Blears has details.
Behind handshakes, smiles, and closed doors, President Obama is going to be asked just why the U.S. Senate is still withholding $100 million of anti-drug funding from Mexico, which is fighting a savage war with the drug cartels. The two other leaders will be pressuring hard concerning trade, which has plummeted since the global crisis started to bite deep. And some residual ill will still lingers because Mexico imposed $2.4 billion worth of trade tariffs when President Obama scrapped a pilot trucking program which allowed Mexican trucks access deeper within the United States. Then there's the ongoing Honduras crisis about the fate of deposed President Manuel Zelaya looming over the region. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
The U.S. military is investigating reports that two civilians were killed in Afghanistan during a coalition strike against a suspected insurgent. Afghan and international forces say the insurgent was killed in Uruzgan province, but the U.S. military says that one of the mortar shells troops had launched fell short near a populated area, and some villagers said that two people were killed. Civilian casualties have escalated tension between Kabul and Washington in recent years. Eunice Kennedy Shriver, sister of the late President John F. Kennedy, remains in critical condition at a Massachusetts hospital. The 88-year-old suffered a series of strokes and was rushed to Cape Cod Hospital yesterday. She is the fifth of nine Kennedy children and may be best known for establishing the Special Olympics. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.